Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
This is a scourge in our society. It's a relatively new phenomenon that strikes fear into the hearts of anyone who enjoys anything popular. No one is safe from it, we go to great lengths to avoid it, and yet every so often it finds us and the results are devastating. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the times we've been hit by spoilers.
Hit right in the face.
Like a smooth criminal.
Smooth criminal. There you go, laying you them tunes again.
That's right. I think we should just make it an aim to sing in every episode. It's not even, it just comes naturally to us. We don't plan this.
No, we do it anyway.
It just happens.
Just in general conversation, I feel like we sing a lot more.
Yeah.
And one of us is definitely a better singer. AKA what? Rachel.
What?
I'm just like over here screeching like a baby bird. Anyway. You're welcome, everyone out there, yet again. So, yeah, we're talking spoilers.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like it's not right to say we're fangirling over spoilers because I fucking hate them.
Same. So we're the opposite of fan hating? Well, I don't know.
Fan manning?
Hate girling.
Hate girling.
Look.
We're doing something. We're talking about it. That's what we're doing. We're going to have a discussion.
We love to chat things. Spoilers. Yeah. All right, so we've each got a bit of a list of times where – movies. Have you just gone movies or have you gone anything really?
I've gone anything. Yeah. I think I have two TV. Oh, I've got three TV shows and a book, but then like all the movies ever from work.
Yeah, you would get a lot of movies spoiled for you.
All of them. Ever since I've been working at the cinema for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I got hired 3 years ago today.
Oh,
I know.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So ever since I started working there, you know, obviously we've got like all of the Marvel things.
Yeah.
And all of the Marvel things have their end credits scenes, are spoilers. Mm-hmm. They're all spoilers. But the thing is, Amy, we have to know about them.
Yeah.
So we can tell our ushers when to go in and clean and then we've got customers who are like, does this have an end credit? And they want to know how long is it and is it worth it? So therefore we need to see it.
To know.
Yeah. And basically with like every movie ever, if I don't see it on opening day, it's spoiled for me. I just threw my microphone cord because I'm that upset about it.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
We rage.
So that's, I mean, I've pretty much anything in the last 3 years that's come out, I've had Same. Spoilers.
Okay. Well, this is interesting because all four of mine are movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have had a book spoiled for me actually now that you say it, so I might just add that on as a little tidbit in the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
maybe it's the same as mine.
Maybe. I doubt it. Actually, you know what? We have been pretty in sync.
Yeah.
In sync.
Okay.
All right. Let's kick it off. You can go first.
Okay. This one was a fairly recent one. Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw it out there. Obviously, guys, spoiler alert. So I think that we should say what the thing is first. And then people can tune out if they don't want to.
Yeah.
So this one is for a TV show called Hunters.
Oh, I've not seen it.
Oh, do you want to see it?
No, I don't even know it existed.
Okay, cool. Well, it is about Nazi hunters in the US.
Ooh.
I know. It's really, really cool. It's like post-World War II, obviously. It's like, like in the 70s.
Mm.
And there are still Nazis around because they were kind of brought into the US and it's like this whole government conspiracy. But there's this underground group of Jewish people who are – I don't even know if they're all Jewish people.
Are they like a resistance?
Well, almost? They're just going around hunting and killing the Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm down, right?
Yep.
So this is a thing I've spoken about, my mother and her inability to just like hold her tongue when it comes to these things.
Which is what spurred this actual episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she, we were discussing because we were all watching it obviously in separate houses and things, and she asked me where I was up to. This is a time when she actually asked where I was up to, and I was like, oh, we've almost finished the last episode, but we both fell asleep, so we've got about 10 minutes to go of the last episode. And she's like, oh, it is so good. Hitler's alive, you know.
Oh, my God. Of course.
And I went, what? And I don't understand why she said that to me. Don't understand it.
She just had to let you
know. And it's like, she's like, oh, I thought you would have seen that bit already. Mum, it is, I'm just, you know, public service announcement. If I've told you that I'm about 10 minutes away from the end, clearly that means I haven't seen the thing that is after the credits.
Yes.
Which is when you find out Hitler's alive. So I don't know how she got the impression that I would have seen that part.
How could you not have seen it, Rachel? Oh, dear.
So now we just haven't finished it.
Yeah, because isn't that disappointing?
It's like we've still got 10 minutes to go of Hunters, but like we just can't muster up the, you know, the, what's it called?
The energy?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. We just can't bring ourselves to watch the end of it because it's like, well, now we know Hitler's alive. And
well, you know what? That's probably the worst way to have anything spoiled by your mother.
Your own mum. It's I can't even hate you.
I know.
I can't even yell at you and call you every name under the sun. It's not like it's the internet.
No. I can't be a keyboard warrior and I can't yell at you.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sad. Do you think you'll ever watch the ending?
Maybe. I don't know because it's like, well, what's the point now?
Yeah, you'll know.
I mean, if there's another season and I go back and I do a rewatch before the second season, that is probably when it'll happen. But I can't just – because it's only 10 minutes as well. So why am I going to go and watch that 10 minutes
exactly
already knowing what's going to come of it? Nah.
Well, I feel for you.
Thank you.
I probably never am going to watch the show, although it does sound quite interesting.
It's really good. It's worth a watch.
Okay. Well, I know the ending now, so.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
But there's so much that goes on before that.
I was just going to say that. Sometimes even if you know the ending, and this kind of is a segue into my first one on my list.
Yeah.
Even though you know the ending, it doesn't mean that – well, sometimes it doesn't mean that the ending – the whole thing is ruined. Like,
yeah.
Like the whole season or the whole movie is ruined.
Exactly.
So my first one on my list is actually Fight Club.
Ooh. Oh.
So my sister saw it before me and had assumed that I'd watched it.
Right.
And she was like, get out. How crazy is it that they're the same person?
No.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Look, I said Fight Club before.
No, she said Fight Club. It's okay. God. Fight Club. See, Fight Club is so old.
It is. If you haven't watched it and you don't know how it ends, that's like saying you don't know what the Sixth Sense ending is.
Yeah, like. You know by now.
Exactly. Anyway, I was kind of like, she kind of said it in passing and then I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, never mind. And I was like, oh, I don't really get it. Anyway, then I sat down to watch it and I was like, ah, Tyler is the same person.
Yeah.
I get it now. Yeah, but the movie was still wonderful.
You know what though? Because Fight Club is wonderful and it's one of those that you watch twice anyway.
Yeah.
So you watch it not knowing and then you go back and you rewatch it
again,
knowing.
Yeah.
So you just kind of missed the first part.
Yeah, I just didn't have that suspense.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Fight Club was – and like there's some really good lines in it anyway. So I was like, this is a great movie.
It's a great movie regardless. Like I've watched Fight Club relatively recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah. Like in the last year or so I've seen it.
Yeah.
Again.
And I think
it's great.
It is good. The issue with this one was we obviously weren't alive when it came out. I don't know. Can't remember what year it came out. We were very, very young.
I was alive.
Anyway.
You may not have been.
Maybe not. So it was many, many years later that we actually watched it.
Yeah.
So it had been out for a long time.
A long time.
So she was like, just assumed that I had also seen it. And I was like, no, just because you sit down and watch a movie doesn't mean it's automatically.
Were alive. It was 99.
Oh, I was well alive.
You
I was
were eight. Definitely alive.
I was eight and alive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I watched it till I was like 15 or something.
Well, it is rated R, so exactly. Yeah.
But when I was being a rebel, like, you can't tell me I can't watch MA 15 plus movies. Used to sneak into the cinema. Anyway.
Back when you could.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's not as easy. Not that I have to sneak into it anymore.
No, you don't have to sneak in, Amy.
The suspense is gone.
Plus you have a friend that works there.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey girl. And I just walk in. No, I don't. I buy a ticket.
No, she buys a ticket. Guys, my bosses are listening.
I always she purchase
definitely
a
buys a ticket.
I don't know how you would ever not, you know, like, do you have people who just try to walk into the cinema?
Yeah, and we see them on the many, many cameras. And we're
like, hey.
Because they walk in. And if you don't walk in and go straight to that candy bar, we are on to you.
Yep. Like so, white on rice.
Like white on rice. Like there are some people, though, that like they walk in and obviously like they've bought their ticket in advance and they've gone to the shops and then they've come back to watch their movie. But we know because – one of us has served you.
Yeah, you look familiar.
Yeah. Mm. And we can see if you've been here before. Anyway, don't try and sneak into movies, guys. It just doesn't. We have so many cameras and they're really good quality. You're going to get – and then you're going to get asked to leave.
It's a cinema. So they've got very good quality footage, shall we say.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, there you go.
There we go.
Fight Club ending.
Fight Club.
Spoiled.
Spoiled.
Certified spoiled.
So this next one was the first time I was ever spoiled with anything.
Oh, okay.
I know. So spoilers is a relatively new thing.
It is.
Yes, because of the internet and everything like that, especially like – and there are rules that people place on themselves now where it's like, okay, if I'm watching something or reading something that's really popular, I'm not going to go online until I've consumed the thing and then I won't get spoiled. Well, way back when – I'm going to Google when it was – way back when, you know, this is Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can imagine what the spoiler was that I heard.
Absolutely.
So this novel came out in sometime. Oh, come on, Google.
Get your shit together, Google.
Yeah, get your shit together and just tell me when it was published. Oh, there we go, 2005. Okay, so this
2005.
Is. Yeah, so what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, wow.
It still hurts to this day. So 15 years ago, spoilers wasn't really a thing.
No.
And, you know, so obviously I was smart enough. I was on like Harry Potter forums and things on the internet and I thought, okay, so I've got this book. I had purchased the book. I had not had time to read it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying away from the Harry Potter forums.
Good on you.
As you do.
Yep.
I did not think that logging on to a music chat room would be a danger.
Danger zone.
But, Amy, I've logged on to this music chat room. First thing I see, big capital letters. Over and over and over and over again. Snape kills Dumbledore. Snape kills Dumbledore. Snape kills Dumbledore. Snape kills Dumbledore. And I'm like, what is happening?
Somebody was doing that on purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they were going around to every chat room.
All of them. What a bastard.
Every chat room doing it. And I was like, you cunt of a person.
Mm. I'm sorry, but if that is what you're going around doing,
You
are absolutely the worst human being.
You're the worst kind of human in
what
the world.
What an asshole.
Absolutely. So there it is. I found out on the – so that was my first case of an internet spoiler, my first real spoiler. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? The devastation because I am such – I'm wearing a Dumbledore's Army t-shirt right now. I am so into Harry Potter. I couldn't believe – and then – I denied it. I was like, no, this person's lying. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. And then it happened and I was like, they fucking ruined it for me because I could see it coming.
Yeah. You feel that like in your chest, that suspense of it. You're like, but
is this going to happen? And then it happened. And like when he had that wand, and Dumbledore said, Severus, please. I was like, he's going to fucking do it. This motherfucker's going to kill Dumbledore. And he did.
Yeah. And you know what? On the opposite side of that, I had no idea what was coming. And reading that, I was like, I threw the book. I was like, are you like, obviously I didn't say you're fucking joking because I was a child, but I was like, just threw it away. I was like, nope. Denied.
No. See ya.
Denied. Incorrect.
See ya.
Take it back. You can't unsee it. You can't unread it once you've read it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then, you know, everything came out in the wash at the end of it all, but I was like so mad.
Yeah.
And then Dobby just followed on after that. So I was like, you know Dobby. What? Fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
I'm really sad for you.
Yeah, that was it is to this day the most devastating spoiler I've ever encountered.
I reckon that would have been absolutely terrible. Mm. I don't know how I would have recovered from that.
Mm. I haven't.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm here. The tears are in my eyes.
I know. All right, well, I might put my book one in here that I thought of just as we were talking.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever read the Del Toro Quest series?
Oh, no.
Okay.
So I have a little bit. A little bit. I haven't read a lot of it.
Well, this spoiler is for like deep, deep into the Del Toro Quest series.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. So the aim of this series, right, is to save Del Toro, which is, mm-hmm. you know, you need to find the heir. The heir's gone missing. So mm-hmm. collect all these gems to put into the belt. To save the world, right? It's one of the coolest book series.
It is one of the whole world. It really is, guys. Like, if you haven't gotten into Del Toro Quest, just
do it.
Do it, please.
It's brilliant. There's three different. Do you want to call them seasons? I guess. What do they call them? When it's a book.
Series.
Yeah, like phases. Whatever. Well, it's the same.
It's the same people.
It's just different times.
Yeah, they're like. Step up.
Yes. So this first book has, I think, the first portion has like seven books in it. The second one has three or four and then there's three in the next phase. Mm. Phase. We'll call it phase.
Phases. They're phases.
Yeah. Anyway, this is like well into the end of the first phase where they're still trying to figure out who the heir is and they think, I don't know if you remember the characters in the books.
I don't.
But Jasmine is the wild girl that they find on their travels, right?
Yep.
And they are dead set certain that she is the heir.
They're right.
Like, she's the heir. We've got to get the belt to Jasmine. They put the belt on her. It doesn't work. And they're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Jasmine gets captured or whatever and they're like, shit. Now we're never going to save the city. Anyway, then they read some – because there's all these little riddles in the book, right? Mm. And it turns out that the gems have to be in a specific order – to call forth the power, right? And very interestingly enough.
Fussy belt.
I know. And all of the gems, so there's like the diamond, the topaz, like they spell the word Del Toro.
Oh, with their first of course.
Letter. So they have to be in that order for the belt to activate, right?
Duh.
Anyway, so in the book, this is what happens, and it was spoiled for me because we were actually reading it at school and some shitbag named Stacy ruined it.
Fuck you, Stacy.
She told everybody the ending – before we had all read it. I hadn't read it yet because I was looking after my sisters and doing other things. Anyway, she gets to school before the English, like we were meant to read it that night was the last night we had to read it and then sort of discuss it at school the next day. So I was like, cool, I'll read it tonight. No dramas. No. Stacey fucked it.
So you still had a day left.
I still had a day left to read this chapter.
Stacey, you're a cunt.
Because you go like a couple chapters by chapter when you're at school. You read a little bit and then you sort of discuss it in class. That's how we were doing it. Loving this series sick. I was like, this is awesome. We've been reading these seven books. It's fucking brilliant. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turns out Jasmine wasn't the heir, but when they put the gems in order, Leaf, who is the main character, puts the belt on to take it to Jasmine and he is the heir.
Oh,
and then she just fucking told everybody.
Oh, my God.
She was like, I was like, are you joking?
I'm mad.
I was like, are you joking? So it's, you know, I was like, there was still a heap of cool shit that happened after that. And I was like, whatever.
But you know what? That's the thing that happens.
And it was so cool. She literally laid out every way in which he became the heir. Like, oh, the gems have to be this. I'm like, la, 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 la. Stop telling me. Mm. Anyway, it's not Jasmine. It's Leaf. I'm like, Stacey, fucking wanted to grab a coconut from the tree and just spunk her over the head.
Mm-hmm. We, by the way, guys, it's perfectly normal for us to have coconut trees.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Where we live. It's not like this is a school with a random coconut tree. This is perfectly normal.
Yeah. We did have a lot of trees and they did drop a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Lot of nuts.
Lot of nuts. Right to bonk Stacey over the head with.
Yes.
Anyway, there you go. The twist in Del Toro Quest was ruined for me.
So rude.
Mm. Fucking Stacey. Anyway, I'm over it now. Kinda.
Well, I'm not. I have a hatred of this Stacey. And if I ever find her.
You know what? I'm going to spoil something for
her. I'm going to spoil something for her. I'm going to, like, create a deep friendship with Stacey. Find out what she's into and spoil the shit out of it.
Yep. Just, like, do everything in your power to know before her and then be like, yeah. Truth bomb.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's mine.
Okay.
I can't believe I'd forgotten about that terrible nightmare of my life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my next one is from my beloved Game of Thrones.
Oh, I know. I'm going to follow something from this, so you go.
Okay, sweet. It's a spoilerific show.
It is, absolutely.
For the first three seasons, Game of Thrones wasn't a phenomenon.
No.
You know, it wasn't until after The Red Wedding, which is season three, episode 9.
There you go. For those who haven't caught up.
Yeah. So, okay. Red Wedding, season 3, episode 9. So it wasn't until then. That didn't get spoiled for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that just goes to show like how not popular
it was.
But after season 3, something happened.
Flipped a switch.
And the world suddenly was like, fucking Game of Thrones is sick.
It's awesome.
And it is. And you know, bless them. I love that the world got into Game of Thrones because, you know, friendships and bullshit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was not prepared for spoilers to be a thing. I did not know that from that day forward, I would have to erase myself from all social media every Monday until I could watch it because I've got kids.
Yeah.
So I can't just kind of watch the episode when it comes out. I would have to
plan it.
You know, wait until 7:30 that evening after I'd put the kids to bed and, you know, whatever. So I am looking after my children one Monday and I, you know, go on Facebook as you do and the first thing I see is Joffrey's fucking purple face with the snot and the blood and he's clearly dead.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, for one, like I'm so happy that this motherfucker is dead.
Yeah.
But I'm so upset that I had to find out this way and I couldn't like revel in it as it was happening.
You couldn't enjoy the sweet justice of it all.
I know. And then Jake got home from work and I was like, I saw a thing, babe, and I'm really sorry. He's like, well, you've got to tell me the thing. You can't.
They always want to know.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I really want you to just see this as a. He's like, but it's not an episode 9 because we noticed the pattern at that point. So, you know, season one was Ned's head. Season two was the Battle of Blackwater. Season 3 was the Red Wedding. So he's like, but it's not an episode 9. Mm. What could possibly happen? Well.
Shock to you.
Well. And so he made me tell him. And so then we both sat there just knowing we're just like waiting like, come on, motherfucker.
die.
And then he's like, this pie is dry. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, the pie is dry. It wasn't even the pie.
No.
It wasn't the pie.
But you're looking for it every time.
Everywhere. I'm like, is that it? Is that it? Is that it? Is that it?
What's he eat?
What is it?
Excellent. That was such a good thing to see.
It was so good. It was so good. And like Cersei losing her shit over it as
well. You're like, suck shit, bitch.
Yeah. And Jamie didn't even care. He's just like standing there like, oh, fuck, kid's dead.
Mm. He was like, oh, well, I got more. I got more of them. It's cool.
He wasn't allowed to acknowledge them though. No. That's the thing. It's like, how could he have bonded with Joffrey?
Who
would bond with Joffrey anyway? Let's be real.
Well, nobody.
What a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've said that a few times this episode.
Well, we knew we would be triggered this episode due to all the spoilers.
All the things.
Okay, so a little side note here for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I pulled off the unbelievable feat of not being spoiled by season 8.
Yes,
have
you
I told
did.
You this? Yes. Yes. I've spoken about it before. I took a very long time to watch the last season.
Right.
Like, I'm talking, it had been over for months. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to finally sit down and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through this. I managed to not know at all what happened in season 8
so you
until
didn't get
I watched it.
Spoiled nope. with anything.
Nope.
None of
so
the
So every
things.
Time I sat down to watch an episode, I was like, oh, wow, here we go. You know?
Wow.
Even the crazy ending and the bells tolling and all that bullshit.
Wow.
It's because I just, at that point in time, I wasn't really using
you weren't
social
on
media.
Social media.
Yeah. So I'd made, that was my New Year's resolution for that year, to not post or not interact or not do anything on social media. So I didn't actually know what happened until I watched it. And that was really good because everyone was like, how have you not seen it yet? Because immediately somebody would say Game of Thrones. I'm like, don't tell me I haven't watched season 8 yet. And they're like, what do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just shut up. Just don't tell me anything.
Just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to know. It's fine. You know? Anyway, yeah. That was my success story of not being spoiled with the worst ending in man known history.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm.
There you go. Side note. Okay. Mm. Is it my turn now?
So, yes.
Oh, let me assess the list. I was too busy drinking this chai tea. It's very delicious. Thank you for making it for me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Where's my list? Here. Okay. The next one I have on the list is to do with The Force Awakens. Star Wars.
Okay.
I hadn't seen it yet and somebody spoiled Han Solo's death for me.
Oh, of course. I was trying to think of what a spoiler would be in that movie. Of course that's a spoiler.
Yeah, it was like because I hadn't really watched anything to do with that side of Star Wars yet and then I just got in and watched them all in one go sort of thing.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, you know, what's his name? Ben. Is their son?
Kylo Ren, yeah, Ben.
Ben is his real name.
Ben is his real name.
And they said to me, oh, my God, I can't believe Ben killed Han Solo. And I was like, who the fuck is Ben, number one?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and they were like, and it, so then they not only spoiled that Han Solo died, but they then spoiled the fact that Kylo Ren was his son.
Yeah,
and I was like, because I was like, oh, who's Ben? And they're like, Ben Solo. I'm like, he doesn't have a kid. And they're like, oh, no. But I should have just shut up. I shouldn't have asked any more questions.
You
like,
should, but you know what? But once it's done,
exactly.
Right?
Anyway, so, yeah, I can't even remember who it was that told me that. But it's just in my mind now.
Oh,
I think
wow.
it might have just been passing, like, an acquaintance.
Yeah.
And we were talking about things. And they're like, yeah, oh, my God, how good was Ben killing? Well, not good, but, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. What a shock. Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
What?
Yeah. And to be fair, this is again me being behind the times and I hadn't watched it when it was all. So it was my own fault also for being behind.
Kind of, yeah.
But surely you start that off with, have you seen The Force Awakens? No. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's the end of the conversation.
Always when you're talking spoilers, you have to ask if the person has seen it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, so with Star Wars, these new ones, basically I've been.
Up to date.
Well, I've been around in the cinema for pretty much all of them. So I remember the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to avoid a lot of spoilers as I hadn't seen it yet. And I was like, okay, no, this is going all right. People generally weren't talking about it in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a post-credit scene. So I was like, okay, I've avoided this. And then came a time. When I had to do cinema checks. So this is when we go around and we just it for like three or four times per session, somebody has to walk into the cinema
and
make sure that, you know, but usually you don't hit spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll say, oh, okay, so that guy, you know, flies on an airplane or whatever. Like it's not, you don't see a lot when you're in there because you're actually looking at the audience. You're not looking at the screen, but this happened to be a really poorly timed cinema check on my part.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
What one?
The last one.
No.
Oh.
But just tell me. It's fine. All of the seasons, all of the things have been spoiled for me in Star Wars.
So I walk in just – so Kylo Ren and Rey are having like a fight conversation.
I know what happens. I have –
Okay, so you've
heard this spoiler? I read this myself, like an idiot.
So. Okay, fine, fair enough.
Yeah.
So I walk in just as he's, you know, just as it's revealed that Rey is a Palpatine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, you know, I had my suspicions. It actually was a theory of mine.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a massive spoiler, but it was just really annoying for me because I had, you know, I had kind of avoided it. I was like, oh, I'm doing really well with this movie. You know, I haven't had anything spoiled. Walk in, bam.
Palpatine.
I'm like, oh, come on.
It's so funny sitting in the cinema. To be in that cinema when you walked in, it would have just been like, are you serious? Yeah. And then walk
I literally just turned around and walked out. I didn't even check the cinema. Sorry, work. But I was so annoyed that I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah, I actually read that one myself because I was like, I don't even know how I got. You know how you get on this just train of reading shit?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, click, click. And then I somehow, I don't know, I did not start on Star Wars, but by the clicks, I made it to
Star Wars. Yeah.
Anyway, and I was reading along and I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was more devastated about someone spoiling Han Solo's death for me than
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I'd already been spoiled.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
In the Star Wars world. So I was like, well, whatever, what's another
one? You just kind of get numb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. All right, shall we do one more each?
Sure.
How are we going for time here?
I don't know. Oh, we're doing all right. Yeah, okay, let's do one more each.
All right. I'm actually going to do one that wasn't spoiled for me but affected me because I had seen the movie and could not wait to watch it with somebody, which is my husband, Reese,
Yeah,
I love the Bad Boys franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Always have.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they brought out Bad Boys 3
recently. Yeah.
When was that, last year?
Yeah.
Or even earlier this year.
Could have been early this year. I don't know. It was pre-COVID, so it's last year for me.
So Reese was actually away for work when I went to see it. It's last year.
It's last year.
He was away for work when I went to see it with two of my girlfriends who also really love Bad Boys.
Yeah.
So we went and watched it, and have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. So spoiler alert, it's coming up. The baddie is actually Will Smith's son.
Yeah. Right?
That is the big twist in the end. And I was like, fuck, man, when I watch this with Reese, it's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I got back because I was keen to watch it again. It's one of these movies you can just keep watching. Yeah. So our plan was I'd gone and seen it at the cinemas. We were then going to wait till it came out on like the Telstra box office thing where you could purchase it for like whatever, $5.
Yeah.
And watch it with Reese. Anyway, I get home and I hadn't had this talk with him, but we were just like, yeah, we're going to watch it, blah, blah, blah. He went away for work, comes back. And then he's like, oh, nah, such and such told me the ending. I'm like, what do you mean he told you the ending? And he's like, well, look, the way he said it, I think it's the ending. I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, just tell me what he said now. Anyway, he goes, oh, he told me that this son, it's his son that is the baddie and that is killing everyone. I'm like, are you joking? And he's like, oh, so it is true. I'm like, oh!
That's so annoying.
So it wasn't spoiled for me. I enjoyed watching it. But the fact that I then couldn't share that joy with somebody.
Yes.
And this guy that told him is not quite right in the head, I don't think. And I was like, why? And Reese is too nice that he just, oh, yeah, like keeps the conversation going. So then he's like, oh, yeah. And then he told me like all this stuff. I'm like, you should have just put a line
put
through
an
it right
end
there.
To the conversation.
Anyway, we watched it and he still liked it. But, yeah, Bad Boys was spoiled for Reese.
That's so rude, Reesey. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I was angrier. He was like, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm like, it is a big deal.
Reese is so chill.
Oh, he is. It He's infuriates so chill. Me sometimes. I'm like, get angry. Get angry. He's like, no, nah. You know, life goes on. I'm like, oh. You could never do a rage episode with him.
No.
Because he'd be like.
Actually, maybe that's because we were joking that we wanted to get him in on an episode.
Yeah,
we should get him in on an episode where we're raging and he's just like.
The voice of reason.
Yeah.
He's like, but if you look at it this way, I'm like, no, looking at it that way.
Shut up, Ray.
Just be angry.
Be mad.
He never is, except when I make him do housework.
Yeah, well.
Maybe we could do an episode on housework? No.
You can do an episode on why your husband sucks.
Yeah.
No. My husband doesn't suck.
Neither does mine. He's good. Anyway, there you go. That's the last one from me. What about you?
This one is also my mother.
Okay.
It's the one that I mentioned in passing.
Yes, okay.
So Criminal Minds. So anybody who watches Criminal Minds, tune out, whatever, do what you got to do. So early on in the seasons of Criminal Minds, Gideon, played by Inigo Montoya from Princess Bride. So Gideon is like gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but he's still alive, but he's just gone.
He's not in the show. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm having this guy, he's just like, I've been watching Criminal Minds lately. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah. You know, I love Criminal Minds. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, Gideon dies.
Oh.
And I was like, no, he doesn't. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, he's just gone. Like, so at this point, she should have realized that I did not know about
like,
this. But she was like, no, he definitely, no. So he comes back and then he dies.
Stab, stab,
and
stab.
And she's like so gleeful telling me this. I was like, why would you say that to me? Why, mother?
She doesn't understand.
Why, mother? And she's like, well, I didn't know that you weren't up to there. When, but when I expressed confusion.
That should have been your key right there.
You know, so yeah, that was a thing. So oh, it's not like a massive one. But again, because it's mum, it's really annoying. And she's like so happy to be discussing these spoilers with me. But it's like, you've actually just ruined the thing, mum.
You've ruined it for me.
You've ruined it now.
And then you watch it and you're like,
mum.
Yep, I knew this was coming.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, but also devastated.
All over again. Now I haven't seen Gideon's death. Or maybe I did. Or maybe it was an episode that I fell asleep in or something.
Yeah.
Because I thought that I was relatively caught up with it. But I don't remember that happening. So
you could have been asleep.
I was probably asleep.
Yeah, well.
You know?
Interesting. Good old mums.
Good old mum.
All right.
On that note.
I think we're done, aren't we?
I think we're done,
Look, we could keep going on. I feel like there's so many things in life that have been spoiled, like different kinds of media that just aren't coming to my mind.
Look, I could go on and on with every little thing from work because there's so many.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like I said, everything in the past 3 years has been spoiled. That's it. Skonskis.
Yep. Done.
Yeah.
Well. All right. We're going to leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.